The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two, and it's opening night. Again, congratulations to Huskers women's basketball for their victory over Maine this afternoon. 50-plus, five Huskers scorers in double figures. Izzy Bourne leading the way with 17. Good effort up and down against Maine. Huskers men, about 2 hours from tip at PBA. Be down in the building. Watch them against the Leathernecks of Western Illinois. Again, we'll get more news as the information is provided. You can text in 402-464-5685. Honda Lincoln Hotline, you can call in, you can text in, you can follow us on the Sartor Hammond video stream, see what's going on in studio. You can do that. You know how, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. If you have not liked, subscribed, and set reminders for the YouTube channel, get at it. Get after that. And then like the 93.7 The Ticket page on Facebook. Like it. Just click it and like it. Do it.
Do it. Do it.
Again, you guys know the rules. Simple. Text in. Hit me with a what's up DP or what's up Nick. And we'll get to you. Do that. You know, and if you just have a number by your name, I can't acknowledge you because I'm not going to read your number out on air. So you have to, in your text message, you have to tell me how to identify you. And if you are trying to stay anonymous, none of my business. Come up with something else. Figure out how to get it done. Please do. Please do. Did have a good night last night at Upside Bar and Lounge. Appreciate you guys for coming through and hanging out with us as well. If you missed it, so there's and trying to expand the reach of this station. There are fans in sports that don't get attention all the time. And one of those said sports is gymnastics, women's gymnastics, men's gymnastics. Now, we've had Chuck Chmielka on, and we're working on that to get them back on schedule. But the ladies, and we've had Heather Brink on, and we had a couple of young ladies come in, and they're, you know, these are folks that are, you know, curious about broadcasting and media, and I invited them in. One of those young ladies was Michaela Curtis, who showed up last night at Upside, and she jumped on and got on the show with Nicole Griffith. And, you know, she got past her angst and she got past her anxiety and she went through and she crushed it.
And did a backflip.
But then she walked around the other side of the table. And I mean to tell you, she stuck standing backflip. Stuck it. Like right in the middle of the bar. She just like whip, yanked it, snapped it, stuck it.
Concrete floor.
Like no problem, money.
Yeah.
So, pretty cool. And then if you missed one-on-one with Mark Manning, letting you know, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Devaney Center, dual meet with Chadron State and Kearney. Several matches. There's a coaching clinic. If you're a wrestling coach or your kid's a wrestler and you want to, they got an event down there that starts at 11 o'clock on Thursday. So you can do that. And then to start one-on-one, we sat down with Cam Chick from the baseball team. If you missed that interview, jump on the website and check it out because it's a good one. It's a good one. And that's his second appearance, and he did an appearance last week on The Truth with Kobe Webster and C.J. Wilcher, and that went very, very, very well. So very interesting young dude, he's a solid guy. He's built for this. So that's how they want to do. Harold Spheres says, what's up, DP? What's up, Harold? Well, I just want to say thanks again for the cakes. They went over very well this last weekend. Nothing like some major Husker news to take my mind off my pups. Have a great show. Go Big Red. And, again, we're rooting for you, bro. I'm a puppy fan, so, you know, I understand. And, yeah, we're rooting for it. Get through how you get through. Gene says, what's up, Nick and DP? Appreciate you. What's up, Nick?
What's up?
What's up, Gene? There you go. We're good. Austin says, what's up, DP? Been at work all day. Just tuning in now. Any update on Husker football happenings today? Thanks, Austin. Well, to keep things in perspective, before yesterday, the Huskers were 3-7 and have a bye week until they face Wisconsin in Camp Randall next Saturday at 2:30. Nothing in that changed. There will be some different coaches on Saturday. There may be more or fewer players in uniform next Saturday. But there'll be different people in charge of things within the offense. Defensively, you know, came off a pretty good week, Ohio State. Not sure they'll line up with the same starters that they did last week. But, you know, they've got black shirts. They got folks that are ready to run the field and do what they do. Offensively, you're going to have grad assistants and quality coaches running those groups. And I'm not going to slander those guys. It's just going to sound and look different. Remember, these players have been working under same voice, same cadence, same verbiage. That changes Saturday. Now, it doesn't change from Scott Frost's standpoint. So what do we mean? It means you'll get plays called the same way that they've been called for the previous 10 games of the season. Same players? Maybe? Like, I'd like to know whether, like, you know, and of course, Adrian's got a few days off. Want to know how he's feeling, right? How banged up is he or how not banged up is he? That would be wonderful to know. Be good to know. Be a good few days to get receivers up to snuff. Like, I would think that there's a lot of things you can teach your receivers in 4 days. Right, so we shouldn't have any problems with formations and audibles in 2 weeks, right? Like, 2 weeks. You got enough time to get all this stuff, right? He didn't say what's up. Texter didn't say what up. Didn't give me your name. Simple. This is the thing. There's a protocol to everything. Like, all of this is about discipline. All of it. All of this is about discipline. And you are exactly what your record says you are. Period. Point blank, done. Now, I can sit across from Damian Daniels and tell him I love him because I do. Valdarius Payne knows it. Like, these football players know where they stand with me. But I'm also not going to lie to them. And even more importantly, I'm not going to lie for them. They're not happy with the season. They're not happy with 3-7. They're not. So why should you be? You could be a fanatic. Love the Huskers. Love them. Love them. Love them. But loving them would probably ask for the best for them. And of them. Nick, I will ask for better from you because I care.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you I care about you and then let you go out and do stupid stuff. And if you aspire to be less than I think you are capable of and worthy of, guess what? What kind of terrible grown-up would I be by saying, Nick, it's okay to not do your best? No, do your best and then accept the things that come from that. But there's joy and pride in doing your best. And if this football team tells you they're doing their best, okay. Like, they're doing your best. Okay, cool. Does that mean I should stop rooting for them to do better? No. Squeak says, what's up, DP? What's up, Squeaks? Jason, I'll give you a shout out anyway because I understand. Jeff says, what's up, DP? What's up, Jeff? Any guess when the new staff will be hired offseason? No clue. No clue. I would imagine that the feelers and searches have begun, but and I would imagine that Scott Frost has people in mind. Right? Yeah. That's what that is. Fresh, I want to hook you up, but you know, hit me up, say hi. From the texter 29, what's up, DP? It's Trundle. Hey, Trundle, what's up? My opinion, you only speak about the negative aspects of firing these coaches. Long-term looking into next season is a great thing. No, it is not. No, it is not. First of all, coaches lost their jobs yesterday. And those coaches will tell you that they had 7 losses too many. What's positive about 7 losses? What's positive about consecutive losing seasons? Several consecutive losing seasons. What long-term are you looking for? What long-term are you looking for? These players who come here from all over the country and all parts of Nebraska have right now. They have right now. They have right now. That's why they're here. That's what this is for. They have right now. And what do you say to the seniors that just left? What do you say about the people that are going to come back next year and they're going to be seniors next year and this will be the last year they have to set their resume status references?
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/RedCircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/RedCircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/RedCircle.
What long-term are you talking about? This is the part I'm talking about with no urgency. Don't tell me it's important and then tell me whatever, whenever. Those things don't go together. They don't go together. Don't tell me that it matters and it's there's urgency attached to it if you then say, whatever, whenever. Whatever, whenever. B-Joe says, what's up, DP? What's up, B-Joe? Are you surprised with any of the four coaches let go? No, not surprised. Not surprised at all. And I would almost imagine that neither are they. Coaches are graded from practice to practice, drill to drill, day to day, play by play, game by game, year by year. In that order. Not a surprise. Every coach gets graded just like the players do. And if you're paying attention, I've documented by film each of the groups that are in play and what how they would be graded along the way. So nobody on the offensive line would look at a game, a season's a drill's worth of film and say they're happy with what they did and they're happy with the results. And the people who are responsible are the coaches. So the coaches will tell you they didn't play the levels that we wanted them to, didn't want to do this. So there's that. Beef Juice says, what's up, DP? What's up, Beef Juice? How many threes from Tominaga tonight? Three. That's my number. Three.
How many good plays on defense do we see from Tominaga tonight?
He's a fighter. Yeah, scrappy.
Don't count him out on the defensive end.
Scrappy. Again, discipline is really like what's up? How you doing?
Little things.
Don't be emotional. Don't be emotional. Remember, I'm a specifics person. So walk me through it. Brian says, what's up, fellas? In my opinion, after 2 years, Scott Frost realized his system wasn't going to work in the Big Ten. He renamed his team physically and from physically informed. Play calling standpoint, his offensive staff has coached the Oregon style forever. This was a good move. We need offensive coaches who know how to coach the future style. He brought in coaches that know every style. They're people that are specialists, but they know. What's required of them. Let me help. This is where I get frustrated. Matt knows, when your offensive coordinator knows the rules of engagement for attacking cover two, man under, any sort of combination route defense, he knows what route combinations, what personnel matches that route combination. He also matches that route combination to down and distance situation, player health at that moment, because the stuff that you could call possibly you might not want to call with Adrian being banged up, or maybe that Adrian took a hit and you're not sure that he's got a clear head. Maybe he's got some cobwebs going on up there and you're going to ask him to take another hit in an option situation. Matt Lubick knows the answers to it. But Matt Lubick didn't call plays. Scott Frost did. And those things that Scott knows are based on the same things. Everybody has an answer for it. But the best coaches figure out how to get their players to actually execute those things. The rest of it's just talk. Can you get your players to execute plays in the most critical moments? That's coaching. That's coaching, and that's when you can identify better players versus greater players versus the elite players, because the elite players show up all the time when it really matters.
And from an outside perspective, do we know what the future style looks like?
No idea.
Does Scott Frost know what the future style wants the future style to look like?
Right, you know, he'll let us know when he makes a decision. He'll let us know. He'll let us know. Mm-hmm. Scott says, what's up, DP? Do you really know who's calling plays? I've been confused. What's up, Scott? Because Coach Frost said that he was calling plays. Several times in press conferences. He said, in these situations. Trundle says, what's up, DP? What's up again, Trundle? I'm confused. You say the firings are a bad thing, but you aren't surprised that they were fired. How can those two go together? Okay, let me, again, focus. You say the things, the firings are a bad thing, and I gave you specifics to why. Anytime a family is broken up, it's a bad deal. You invested those years in them, right? And it didn't work. You got no payback for it. You got no value for it. The program is not in better hands after they left than when before they got here. It's a bad deal for those coaches and the players. The players have a relationship with them. Look, I'm just talking about the results. The results are no coach can be surprised if you're not winning that they no longer have a job. That's a part of the coaching creed. We all know it. Moment you put the whistle in your mouth, you understand that, look, man, at some point I better reach the GPS mission or they're going to take my whistle away. Nobody's happy about it. Nobody's thrilled about it. Nobody's like, I shouldn't be. I would never celebrate somebody being fired. I wouldn't do it. Not a coach. I wouldn't celebrate a player getting cut. That's not what I want to, that's really not how I operate. So I would say this. The changes that they decided to make, nobody in that room should be surprised by it at 3-7 with three wins the last two consecutive years at Nebraska when people are watching. And you said it's important. You said it was important. But you can't tell somebody that something is important and then not give effect to it. Love requires action. You can say you love somebody, but if your actions don't match it, it doesn't matter. Action requires love. Being busy is one thing. Being busy for good is better. Put both of them together. Put both of them together. Put both of them together. Husker fan in Manhattan says, what's up, DP? What's happening? I'm much more calm now. Yes, you're correct. If you're not winning, you must go. Hashtag Cocho. you're funny. That's good. There are programs that I've been in where we didn't win games. But the best coaching job I ever did was taking a team that had won one game and turning them into a team that won 90% of their games. Now, we didn't win championship. But to take a team that won zero games and get them, you know, to win to end the season on a 6-game win streak, that's progress because the result is. It was a series and sequence of things, positive movements, that got the desired result. But this program hasn't still said out loud what priority one is. And the people who love Scott Frost and want to defend it, and I am a Scott Frost, I'm rooting for him. But Scott Frost will tell you that he hasn't won enough games here. Matter of fact, he said so yesterday. So nobody can debate that. Scott Frost knows that. All right, fine. So how dare we, the rest of us, hold him accountable for his words? And then root for him and actually say, Scott, we want what you want. In Indianapolis, Connor Happer and I sat in front of Scott Frost. We interviewed him for 10 minutes. And the very last thing I said to him, and it's online, you can find the tape, that all any fan wants, all I want for Scott Frost is what he wants. That's simple. And Scott Frost will tell you he doesn't want to be 3-7. So why are you bucking that? Why are people holding on to, well, he's our guy? Yes, he's your guy. He's homegrown. He's a hero. Yes. Okay, cool. We can all cheer and applaud for that. You can all cheer and applaud that he's your head coach, but the reality is he's 3-7 this year. You can say both. I like Scott Frost. I wish he won more than three games. Boom. Both facts. No malice intended. Zero malice. That's not negative. I just wish. Listen, homie, let's go win some games. Let's go win some games. Please, please, please. Please, please, please. Yeah. I'll go ahead and respond to this one just because. DP, I think you could make the argument that Lubick could have kept his job. Play calling looked better this year and wide receivers looked real good. Thoughts, George. Hey, George, what's up? Play calling looked better. Did it? What is the result? What is the intention? What is the purpose of play call?
To put points on the board.
Okay. Right? Points on the board, win games. Put enough points on the board to win games. Put enough points on the board to win games. Wide receivers look real good. Come on. Touré has had four exceptional games of 10. Brilliant. They look good. Okay, they look good. Do they look good enough? Do they look good enough? Ask them if they feel like they look good enough. Ask them if they've played good enough. And that's not a slight. That's just ask them a real talk. Every receiver that I've ever coached, and as a receiver coach or around the country, and coached in different states, that every receiver, every great receiver I ever had, if I asked them how the game went, it was their answer was based on whether they had achieved the ultimate goal that we set out to do. And none of them would ever say it was a great game if they lost. None of them would say they played good enough if they lost. That's a statement of truth. Hey, Nick.
Yes, sir.
Come up with some trivia.
I will.
We got a $15 gift certificate to Upside Bar and Lounge. Nick Trivia. Call now. 402-464-5685. Honda Lincoln Hotline. Call in. Nick Trivia. Let's see what he has for you. You'll find out when you call. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.